Welcome to News Kids.
I'm Rose.
And I'm Zara.
And together we're presenting this weekly podcast about what's going on in our world today. Each week we cover top stories across world news, politics, science, technology, entertainment and arts.
Welcome to Series 3 of News Kids. Rose and I are very excited to be back after our summer holidays and to be bringing you the latest news stories from all over the world. We will be starting this series by updating you on some of the key news stories from the last 2 months. We will update you on the ongoing coronavirus pandemic and talk about the Beirut blast and the Black Lives Matter protests. We will be talking about face masks and plastic pollution, and we will also be talking about how the Earth might lose hundreds of species to extinction this century. Before we move to the news stories, how was your summer, Rose?
My summer was great, Zara. I had an amazing time in England. Where we live in England, we had loads of fun and enjoying the seaside and fresh air. We don't get that in Dubai. What about you, Zara? How was the summer?
My summer was lovely. It wasn't what I expected, as I would usually be in England, but I still had an amazing time in Dubai. We had a staycation, I baked lots, and you know I love that. I read a lot too, and I tried to spend as much time outdoors as I could, when the heat wasn't too bad, which mostly meant early morning or around sunset. I had a really relaxing break, but I'm glad to be back now with our new series of News Kids. Now, the one thing that hasn't changed since our last series is that we are still in the middle of an ongoing pandemic. It has now been over 6 months since the World Health Organization declared that COVID-19 was a global emergency, and there have now been over 26 million cases and over 880,000 deaths worldwide. Countries have continued to battle against the virus. Most countries have now opened up their economies. Some countries opened with parts, then going into lockdown again. The state of Victoria in Australia was one example. The summer holidays proved to be a little bit tricky as everyone tried to work out the rules of travelling and whether or not they would have to quarantine on their return. Here in the UAE, the authorities have introduced rules so that before anyone can enter the UAE, they have to have a negative COVID test at least 96 hours before travelling. Some other countries have introduced similar measures. However, during the summer, if you travel to the UK from Dubai and certain other countries, you would have to quarantine for 14 days, which is what Rose and her family had to do. However, there are some countries that were considered by the UK government to pose a reduced risk, and the UK had air bridges with these countries so people could travel freely between them. Although things change all the time during this pandemic, and lots of people rushed back early from holidays when countries like Spain were removed from the list of countries which were considered to be safe to return from without having to quarantine. Now, here's the biggest news. Rose and I have finally returned to school in person. Schools in the UAE reopened last week, and they did in England too. The schools here in the UAE have a lot of rules to follow to ensure that we are all safe. At our school, we have staggered drop-offs and pick-up times, so there is no crowding at all. We have to wear masks other than when we are exercising or eating. We have single desks that are at least 2 meters apart, and we have to stay in our class and year group bubbles. It has felt different being at school wearing a mask, but to be honest, I haven't minded it at all because I've just been so excited to be back at school. What about you, Rose?
At school, it's pretty good. The changes are kind of extreme. We can't move around, like, all day. And we have individual desks now. We have to sit in our seats marked with red tape. And we can't get up to get some water from the water fountains that aren't even being used. Face masks are getting extreme. children wear face masks all day, except for when drinking water or during PE. My friend Vanessa, her face mask got ripped and she wasn't allowed to take it off. She ended up wearing two face masks for the whole of the day. My mask is okay. I'm trying to wear it a couple of hours, although when I need water I have to just pull it down. You're not even allowed to take it off your ears. I can't really talk to my friends, only during break time, and that is literally it. Overall, I'm happy to be back at school, but not very happy with the changes.
Isa, you've just started year 3. How have you found being back at school?
I've really enjoyed going back to school, as I got to see lots of my friends. Lots of things have changed. We have to bring our own stationery, and it's making my bag really heavy, as I decided to take 3 pencil cases for all my stationery. I do miss hugging all my friends, but I'm happy to be able to see them.
Well, it's nice to be back at school. Remote learning was okay, but I think we can all agree actually going to school is far better. It's all everybody is talking about at the moment, how every school is managing. What about our listeners? If you are back at school, do message us through our website and let us know what it's like. Our website is www.newskids.com. What about some of our other news stories from the summer? Rose, will you update us?
Yes, Sarah. Well, aside from coronavirus, two of the biggest stories of the summer were the terrible explosion that happened in Beirut and the Black Lives Matter protests. On 4th August, a large fire started at the port of Beirut, capital of Lebanon, which is situated on the northern Mediterranean coast. In videos posted on social media, white smoke could be seen billowing from Warehouse 12 next to the port's huge stores of grain. Shortly after 6 p.m, the roof of the warehouse caught fire and there was a large bang, followed by a series of smaller blasts that some witnesses said sounded like fireworks going off. About 30 seconds later, there was an enormous explosion that sent a mushroom cloud into the air and a supersonic blast wave radiating through the city. The blast wave flattened buildings near the port and caused significant damage over much of the rest of the capital, which is home to 2 million people. Tragically, 200 people died and more than 5,000 were injured. The source of the explosion was quickly identified as being a store of 2,750 tons of ammonium nitrate that had apparently been stored unsafely at a warehouse in the port after it had been confiscated from a ship back in 2013. As public anger in Lebanon grew over the cause of the explosion, and particularly rumours that authorities had been aware of the store of the ammonium nitrate, the government resigned. Lebanon was already suffering the effects of the global pandemic and a major economic downturn before the explosion took place. The Black Lives Matter protests were another big story of the summer and were prompted by the murder of a black man called George Floyd by police in America on 25th May. The killing was filmed on video, so everyone around the world saw the brutally unfair treatment of Floyd at the hands of the police. After George Floyd's death, many protests took place, and hundreds of thousands of people in many countries have marched to raise awareness about racism against black people and the need to find a solution using the Black Lives Matter slogan. One story we haven't heard much about, though, is Brexit. I think everyone has forgotten about Brexit. Is Brexit even still happening, Sarah?
Well, Rose, if you remember, the UK officially left the EU on Friday the 31st of January this year and entered into an 11-month transition period to allow the UK and the EU time to have negotiations and talks. The transition period could have been extended, but the deadline for extension was the 30th of June 2020, and as it was not extended as things currently stand, the transition period will end on the 31st of December, at which point the UK and the EU will have either agreed on a deal for things like how they will trade with each other, or the UK will be without a deal. So far, there has not been a huge amount of progress in discussions on the deal, and Boris Johnson's official spokesman said that major difficulties remain between the two sides, but the UK government was keeping in close contact with the EU.
Hello, This is Isa. Over the last few months, a lot of people have been wearing face masks, and lots of countries have made face coverings compulsory. Unfortunately, a lot of face masks are ending up in the sea. Most disposable face masks are made from a variety of plastics, and these can take up 450 years to fully break down if they end in the sea. Surf is Against Sewage, which is a charity that cleans up beaches and is based in Cornwall in the UK, has said that it has seen an explosion of masks and plastics on beaches and rivers in the UK. The charity is starting a campaign called the Generation C Plastic Protest, as well as 600 beach and river cleanups. They will be bringing attention to the brands whose packaging is found most regularly on beaches, and the plastic items will be displayed on social media to name and shame the companies responsible for the products. The charity is encouraging people to use reusable masks to cut down the tens of thousands of tons of extra plastic waste.
Whilst we're on the topic of the environment, there was a sad story this week which said that the Earth may lose as much as 550 species to extinction this century, based on fossil evidence of what has happened in the past. The scientists compiled a large database of fossils, which provided evidence for the timing and scale of recent extinctions. They used computer-based simulations to predict large increases in extinction rates by the year 2100. The new research, published in the journal Science Advances, suggests that humans are almost entirely responsible for extinctions of mammals in past decades. However, the team also said that with better conservation plans put into place, which means looking after animals, this could be avoided. That's all for this week. I hope you enjoyed our show, and thank you for listening.